Okay, now just stop and look at that. You see the eye of the python right there? See the nose of the python right there? Well, this large green head, that's the head of like a serpent race, but there's the eye of this creature right here. But here's the head of the serpent. There's the eye of the serpent, and this is the head of the kid right here. Here's the kid's arms going out, and the serpent is eating the kid that's standing in the lap of Nefertiti. These are his legs. They look like a pork chop. I was like, no kid's legs look like this. That's not what it really is. But they use this as the bottom part of the kid's leg. See that? Like a pork chop leg. But it's really the head of a serpent eating this kid right here. And then this is half sheep, half devil upside down. The whole thing's a dead sheep. And then look, here is. There's the body of a python. Let me go back to where it's slow enough to show you. Hang on. Okay, right there. There's the whole python coming up the leg of the queen eating the kid. I mean, what about the movie Sausage Party? They're eating children. I mean, yeah, no kidding. They're eating children in the hieroglyph of Akhenaten and Nefertiti. No kidding. Sausage Party. Oh, you mean the whole world's a sausage party? Yeah, the angels that wanted to come in and take on those bodies. Are you having fun at the sausage party? You're their food now. You got tricked. Got it? The abomination that causes desolation. Here we go. What I really found fascinating about this is it's a stinger. You see the stinger right here? I looked at it and I looked at it and I looked at it and I heard in my spirit, it's a stinger. It's a stinger. There's stingers going into the backs of the necks of both the queen and the king. They both had stingers going in their neck. And there was a girl that worked she worked in biochemistry, and she was a professional, and she had seen the hieroglyph, and she's the one that goes, "Do you know what DNA transcription is?" And so I had a convo with her. And that is DNA transcription, but it's in the form of a stinger going in the back of their necks. What happens? What's the whole system end up doing? Don't locusts come out of the pit and sting everybody? I wonder why there's stingers going in the backs of these guys' neck with DNA transcription. Okay, now this is where this is okay. This is remember Lady Gaga. My performance is about a new race of beings being birthed within the human race. You're looking right at it. Wasn't Lady Gaga in an egg for 3 days? Yeah. Wonder what's the new race of beings, do you think? Well, doesn't she have a dress with a serpent on it and a bug? Yes, because the serpent race is the ones that's hunting angels, feeding the insects, the locusts from the pit. Why do you think the Vatican has locusts on four posts of the canopy, which represents your host body? Locusts are what benefit from you dying in a host body. The locusts get you, the scorpions from the pit. And then you just saw the stinger going in the back of the neck of the queen and the king. It's crazy. Now the kid's head becomes an egg. I'm drawing in the egg right now. This is, see, look, see the shadow? Can you imagine that the kid's entire head is an egg? Well, that shows that your head is the battleground, the consciousness. See, the abomination that causes desolation to the human temple, you're looking right at it right now. You are looking at empirical court admissible evidence. I'm a harbinger, guys. The end of the world's here. I love you in Christ. Not believing it's not going to change a thing. It's still here. Here you go. Well, there's a reptile egg. Let's color it in. Y'all see the reptile there? So here's the eye of the reptile right here. There's the eye of the reptile. There's the nose of the reptile. going up the head. Here's a little ridge for the going up the other side of the head, going down the back. The kid's eye is right here on the back. I just left the eye right there. But here's the tail going around. So here it is folded over in the egg, and there's its tail inside the egg. Now watch. So there's a reptile. Okay, so now before I do the next part, what's the Vatican turn into? A snake wearing a crown. What's in the mouth of the snake? A sheep. So what's the whole thing? A snake eating a sheep, because the mouth of the snake is a dead sheep made up of angels. So the Vatican is a serpent, and the mouth on inside the building is a bunch of angels. That's a sheep, so the serpent's eating sheep, which are angels. And how's he doing it? Well, what's the mouth? The female reproductive system. Gee, I wonder how he's doing it. I can only imagine. Okay, now here's a dead sheep. I showed you that one at the beginning of this video. I've drawn this thing in several times, and it's conclusive. What's really fascinating to me is the kid right here. He had teeth like a vampire. I'm like, wow, the kid's got teeth like a vampire. But here's the sheep right here. There's the eye of the sheep. There's the nostril of the sheep. There's the open mouth of the sheep. There's the tongue of the sheep. There's the bottom jaw of the sheep. See, people can't let their minds make the sheep and a reptile on the same image. That's a supernatural gift that the Lord gave me. But not only is it in the hieroglyph, I can show it to you in commercials that are on TV all day long. I can show you that an Ian Bud Light commercial is really an angel going into the twin female system being destroyed by Nut. That's it. They get trapped in their system. Nut, you know, that's why Arnold Schwarzenegger, put your arms in the air, do 5 push-ups, get down on the ground, because he's emulating Nut. So this is perfection, guys. This is the Lord God's perfection. So there it is. So now you have a reptile and a sheep in the head of the kid. And they got there because it shows Akhenaten, inside of him is a serpent being, and he looks like he's forcibly having sex with a woman on her knees, starting the system. Watch. So there's a reptile in there, and there's a dead sheep. So now you're looking at the abomination that causes desolation, because we're the sheep, and what's destroying us? A reptile.
Going to heaven with you. Look, if you've placed your faith in Christ, praise God. But are you sharing your faith? Does your family know? Do your loved ones know? If you're intimidated about sharing the gospel, remember this. When you become consumed with compassion for souls, when you focus on the joy that they could know in God's forgiveness, you become less focused on yourself. When you think of their eternity more than you think about your reputation, boldness will abound. Share the gospel. It could change more than someone's life. It could change their eternity. If you'll make a public commitment to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, write unashamed in the comments. Why would Jesus command us to pray for the will of God to be done in the earth as it is in heaven if it wasn't necessary for us to pray that? Now, I'm not saying that God can't move without us. What I am saying is that God chooses to not move without us in the earth. It's not that he can't, it's that he won't. He chooses to work in partnership with his children. He chooses to include you and I in the cultivating of kingdom culture in the earth. And so, when we pray in the earth as someone who's aligned with him, our desires are his desires. Our thoughts become more like his. Now we pray in agreement. Heaven and earth join hands, and it's done. If you believe that, type amen.
It is now time for you to possess the promise. It is time for you to possess the breakthrough. It is time for you to possess those blessings that I have spoken in your ears, that I have given you in your dreams, what you have written down and made plain. Says the Lord, I have given all of you the ability to be courageous and strong. I have assured you that I am always with you wherever you go. And now, listen, I am speaking into your ears, my chosen ones. I am speaking to your hearts, and I am giving you strategies to be prosperous. I am giving you plans to be successful, and I am giving you instructions on how you are going to cross over into your promised land, says the Lord.
Just like other mysterious TikTok videos, this clip from VampireChick03 shows that ghosts don't always have to resort to the terrifying theatrics of a poltergeist to scare unsuspecting witnesses. Even without boxes flying through the air or lights unexpectedly shutting off, a spirit can still make its eerie presence felt. Like many mysterious TikTok videos, this one begins with music. A young woman cranks up the tunes and shows off her dance moves while the camera rolls. It wasn't until later that she realized that something bizarre was happening behind her as she danced. We see a dimly lit room with a dark window behind her. The two panes of glass appear solid black, showing only the inky night sky. However, they don't stay this way for long. Slowly, a pale handprint begins to appear on the lower pane of glass. Other than this single handprint, the spirit leaves no evidence behind, leaving the young woman to wonder who or what decided to sneak a peek at her from outside the window. There are three possible explanations for this video. The first is that it's all just a hoax. A friend was sitting outside pressing their hand on the window. The other two explanations are equally troubling. It could indeed be evidence of a haunting. Or someone was sitting outside the window watching this girl as she danced. I'll throw this one out to you, the audience. Hoax, ghost, or stalker? Let me know what you think in the comments section below.
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, Lord God and Savior of the world. Ludmilla Chirina is an old school actress from the 50s and 60s. Seen here, looking the decade, right? Doing the vow of silence. Is she keeping the secret of the biblical world about fame, fortune, and success? And most likely about Freemasonry? Because she hides her hand in her hideous fur coat, doing the hidden hand of a Freemason. Brothers and sisters, quick video. God bless you. Thank you.
Oh, you're going to film me filming you, brother. So, where do you...
Lau.
Oh, there you go. Hi there. So, sir, where's your pain at?
I guess my pain, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm not really having any right now, but when I do have pain, my feet.
Yeah?
And my ankles.
Okay, okay. So you don't have any right now? Is there anything you can do to kind of like make it hurt a little bit? No? You know what I'm saying. Just see that it's there, and then when it's not there, can you, do you feel anything at all?
Well, I don't really feel anything.
You don't feel anything? Cool. Okay, let me ask you.
You healed me already.
Oh, well, let me ask you a question, sir. Do you ever have any lower back problems?
Yes, sir.
You're the man.
Right here.
Okay. So.
Right here.
You come sit right here. I want Shell to see this. Shell? Now, you come over here, Philip. Actually, I need Faith too. Faith?
Okay.
You hold this camera here for a minute. Shell, I'm going to show you something.
How do I know when?
You just have to say, you know, it's like shooting a gun. You just point it where you want.
It's not going
to
show me anything.
Don't look in the back. All right, so give me your heel. No, keep them on. Just swing them up here. Because lower back pain, 9 out of 10 times, is because you've got one leg shorter than the other. You see that?
The heel.
You see that? Yeah. You see that, Shell?
I see that.
Now, Shell, I'm going to tell you, what's your name?
Brian.
Brian. Shell, watch this. I'm going to push in. Brian, I'm pushing in, right? Yeah? Pushing in, right? So, Shell, you see the shoe isn't slipping off. It's on him right to his heel.
Yep.
Now, Shell, you watch with your eyes. You can see Jesus grow this leg out. And he's never going to have back problems again. You ready?
Yep.
Watch close, Shell.
Wow.
See that, Shell?
Yeah. I do see that.
Now, Brian.
Yes, sir.
Stand up, sir.
Ready.
Walk around a little bit. Tell me how your back's feeling.
It actually feels good.
Do you have any pain in your back at all?
No, I don't.
You're not going to have any pain ever again. You're not going to have any pain ever again, Brian. So, Brian.
No, are you? I'm serious.
No, it's serious. I'm serious, dude. I'm serious. We see all kinds of things heal. Now, Brian, since you said that you have, sometimes you have pain in your ankles and your feet.
Yes, sir.
Philip, he's going to touch these feet. He's going to pray for that pain never to come back, okay?
Surgically. It's been surgically.
Did you have surgery?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's a chronic issue that you've had surgery for. So you don't feel too much pain right today, though, right?
No.
No. Okay. So we're just going to pray it never comes back, all right, Philip? So put a hand on each foot. And you just tell those things to be healed, all the pain to go, and never to come back, okay?
So, Father, I thank you that you love Brian, and you want him well today. So we speak life, healing, and wholeness to his feet right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We command pain to go, all inflammation to go, anything, any discomfort, we command it to go right now in the name of Jesus. And we speak complete wholeness now. By his stripes, Brian is healed.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Great. Amen. Now, Brian, I know you didn't have any significant pain, but just do me a favor. Just kind of walk a little bit and tell me how things are feeling right now. You might notice a difference. Back's good, yeah. Do you feel pretty good?
Right, because the pain wasn't really there
today. Yeah. But you're not going to have that pain come back, brother. Now, you folks already know Jesus, don't you?
I could tell that.
So you just give him all the glory, all the praise, right? And if you folks have any interest in learning how to pray for people this way, just look up online on YouTube. You'll see a lot of my teachings, but you guys can do this too. Oh, yeah, all right. Anybody can do this stuff, all right? So it's nice meeting you. Thank you for letting us. Thank you for letting us pray for you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Shell.
Hey, bro.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
I was in a bad place.
Oh, is that right? Well, you're in a good place now, huh?
So,
amen. You pretty good?
Pretty good.
All right.
I'm good.
So we just met this group of athletes here. You play baseball? Is that what it is?
Softball.
Okay. Okay. And this is Taylor. And Taylor got hurt today?
Yeah.
In the foot, the left foot. And your pain level, is it in the top of the foot or where is it at?
It's like in the center.
Like right on the bone.
Yeah.
Is it on the bottom or the top? Right there. Okay. So Taylor got hurt today, so her pain is very real, and it's there today. And 1 through 10, you said it was about a 4 right now, right? Okay. So here's what I'm going to say. Vicky's going to pray for you, and Jesus is going to take your pain away. And here's what I ask you to do. You just don't pray. Just relax. Receive it. And then be completely honest. Now, you might say, I want to be nice to this lady. Don't be nice. We want you to be absolutely honest, okay? So she's going to pray for you. Vicky, you ready? Okay. So let her, can she put her hand on your foot? Okay, so go ahead. And Taylor, you just relax, and she'll pray, and then we'll have you check it out, okay? Go ahead, Vicky.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we command that this pain that's in your foot to be gone, immediately, gone now, in the name of Jesus.
Okay, Taylor, don't lie, don't be nice. Move around, test it out, put your...
It actually does feel better.
Do you have any pain,
actually,
Taylor?
No.
There's no pain.
There's no pain.
There's no pain. That's what we're talking about.
Flex your foot.
Amen.
You're being totally honest.
Yes, 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 yes.
Listo.